family, 2020 should be the decade of black empowerment. And going forward, there's 10 black commandments that I think we should all adopt as a standard. If all of you aren't already practicing these things, that will help empower us and keep us safe going forward in this dangerous environment here in American society today. So let's get straight into it. Number one, white supremacists have declared racial holy war on us, that we need to accept that. We see how they carry themselves against us every day here. That's the reality of our situation. And the first step to that is accepting the state that we're in. All this post-racial society stuff, all of this about love is love and we don't see color. I'm going to tell you something. That is the most foolish thing that any black person can let come out of their mouths, especially if they really believe that. These people have shown us over centuries, historically and present day, that that's not what they adhere to. We are looked at as a problem. We are looked at as a problem. No matter how much money we get, education we get, these people have one goal in mind, that's to oppress, harm, and wipe out black people. So we need to accept that. Stop trying to look for the one good white person in the group. There may be some, but we don't have time to go looking about for that white person. They'll make themselves evident by their actions, not their mouth and their words. They'll go out and back into their communities and actually oppose the white supremacists that are in these government positions, that are on these police forces, everywhere else. They'll actually put some action into it if they're really about being a good white person. So let's get to number two. There are no official agencies that will protect our constitutional rights from these white supremacist terrorists. We don't need to be thinking that somebody's going to help us. We don't need to be thinking that if we just follow this rule or do this way, or maybe if we speak a little softer, that's not going to help us. That's not going to help us. Protecting us is our responsibility. Okay? Let's get to number three. Being sensitive or emotional about this reality won't help you. Understand something. If you were a Jewish person in Nazi Germany, were pleading to the Nazis, make them turn around and spare you, do you think that would have happened? Let that sink in and think about that for a second, black family. I want you to meditate on that. Do you think that would have made them have a change of heart and treat you like a human being? That's the same situation black people are in here today in America. Number four. We have a constitutional right to protect ourselves by any means necessary from white supremacist terrorists. We are under no obligation to sit here and let these demons harm us and kill our loved ones. You protect yourself by whatever means that you need to. Black people need to start practicing their Second Amendment rights, learning self-defense, thinking tactically, discussing neighborhood strategies to keep your neighborhood secure, knowing who comes in and out your neighborhood. That's something we all need to start doing, because I guarantee you, if you take your black ass to a white neighborhood and they've never seen you there before, within 5 minutes of you being in that neighborhood, I guarantee you at least 10 or 12 houses are going to have phone calls about a mysterious Negro walking around their neighborhoods. We need to borrow that strategy in our communities. Let's get to number five. Do not let media or politicians fool you with terms like left, right, fascism, liberal, conservative, all that crap. The issue is simply white supremacy. That's it. All of that other foolishness is a distraction for black people that leads you into a bunch of circular arguments with no action done that's going to turn out to benefit black people. Number six. White supremacists are pretty much on an ethnic cleansing campaign in this country. They have a system set up to kill black people with impunity. And any black person that's in denial about that often finds themselves on the wrong end of that system. We need to be aware of it and accept it for what it is. Number seven, you are under no obligation to let white supremacist terrorists murder you. Defend yourselves at all costs. All costs. Protect yourselves out here, people. Look out for one another. Brothers look out for sisters. Sisters look out for brothers. Don't let any non-black groups pacify you with marches, prayers, etc. If they're not for punishing white supremacist terrorists, they're wasting your time, black family. Number 8 is very important. Pay attention to that. Do not let these people come around you talking about praying and marching and what they are acknowledging your pain. I'll tell you what. If they want to do something to help you, start proposing to these politicians to pass legislation that protects black people from these race soldiers and these other white supremacist terrorists running around out here killing black people with impunity. Demand that. If not, tell these people to go to hell, because that's the same thing that they would require in their communities. Don't let these people come around you with that patting you on the back pretty much mentality, talking about we acknowledge your pain. To hell with that. These people have all the power in society, and if they want something from us, it's going to have to be quid pro quo. We're going to have to require them to act and say that. Number 9, I want you people to understand this point. Listen carefully. There is no moral high road needed to defend yourself from white supremacist terrorism. Cheating is allowed when it comes to your survival. Don't be trying to play fair with these sons of bitches. If you are somewhere out and about and a group of these bastards approach you with intent to harm you, first of all, I hope you're practicing your Second Amendment rights out here, but if not, you have to go into survival mode. You do whatever you need to do. You need to look out for these sisters out here, especially brothers. Look out for these sisters. If you see them out there, it doesn't matter if she's your girlfriend, related to you, stranger, whatever. You need to look out for these sisters and pay attention to things that they may not be aware of. As men, we are automatically more security oriented than most of our sisters out here. We got some thorough sisters out here that really understand what we're dealing with, but for the most part, that's the men's job. That's what we need to do. And as far as all of you brothers out here talking about, oh, you not going to protect no sisters, I tell you what, when your time come and these bastards come for you, just remember that the rest of us brothers are not obligated to help or protect you either. And I stand on that. And number 10, understand something. First of all, I don't want to see any of my people out here marching around in these protests, especially for no other groups. To hell with that. We need to be focused on us. These other groups owe us. They need to be helping black people. Okay? And if there's any kind of march that non-black groups are talking about doing, I tell you what you do. If they say they're your ally, you send their asses out there to do the marching. It's time for them to put in some work, especially white people. You are in a war, not a protest. Do not show up with just a phone. You practice your Second Amendment rights, and you keep your head pretty much on a swivel at all times and think tactically. Every black person, I would advise to go over these 10 things. Sit down and talk with your family. Develop protection mechanisms and defense strategies for yourselves out here. Because, see, if you sit here and rely on these race soldiers, you never know what's coming to your house when you call these police officers. And these agencies and all these other places set up, they work with clockwork speed when something happens to a white person. But when it's black people, oh man, we already know the outcome of that. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, those are 10 black commandments that I hope you all follow, think about, be safe out here, black family, and protect one another. See you in the next episode.